Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount. It's recorded in Matthew 5 through 7. And here's what Jesus says in these verses, Matthew 7, 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Through your computer or tablet or smartphone, you have at your fingerprints the opportunity to hear hundreds, if not thousands, of teaching from hundreds and thousands of teachers. The internet provides incredible opportunity and tremendous danger. From the varying messages of media, you stay in the main lane, or you can be lured into a dangerous detour. Today's passage provides a much-needed warning from Jesus. There are many appealing messages and messengers. Some present teaching outside the body of truth found in Scripture. So watch out for deceiving and dangerous teachers who are what Jesus calls wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. How do you spot a dangerous teacher? Well, consider their words, actions, and attitudes. Hold what they say up to Scripture, God's inerrant word. Consider their lifestyle. Evaluate their decisions. Sooner or later, what is happening on the inside will be revealed on the outside. The inner seed will produce outward fruit. And when you see the fruit, you'll know the seed. Father, give me biblical discernment. Help me study your words so I can spot teaching that is outside your truth. Guard me against false teachers, even when their words and their presentations are attractive. Especially when the words and presentations are attractive. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.